I realize you'll stay seated for item H, trial court budget encumbrances. This is an action item.
Anyone here to make public comment on item H? No one's come forward.
I'll apologize in advance for bringing you a very sort of accounting concept here, but it's a very, very important issue that while it is from an accounting perspective somewhat boring, it is important for the administration of trial court finances and budget. So this relates to an issue regarding the 1% fund balance cap. State agencies are allowed, when they calculate their fund balance, to deduct encumbered funds. And those are basically set-asides for commitments that you have coming beyond the end of the fiscal year that you've executed in this current period. So your court executive officers at this moment are finalizing transactions with vendors, and they may not get a bill. They may not get delivery until the next fiscal year. Those funds sort of get set aside. The way that we do our accounting for trial courts, that money, since it hasn't actually been spent, reflects in the fund balance. State agencies get to deduct it. So if we were going to look at a sort of an apples-to-apples issue, we would wanted to make sure that encumbrances were not included as part of that calculation. And so if you recall, AOC Legal Services Office, no longer the AOC, the Council of Legal Services Office, apologize for that, did a legal analysis in which they concluded that that encumbrances should be deducted from fund balance. And that was shared with the Department of Finance, and they did not disagree. They concurred with that analysis. And so we were tasked by EMP to develop a policy for encumbrances for your consideration. So it was quite a process, is that we looked and scoured the state administrative manual, and there's a single sheet that describes what is allowed for encumbrance, and there's a lot of interpretation and varied implementation throughout state agencies. And so what we did is we gathered a group together from the Budget Advisory Committee, and we developed Q&As, and we had multiple statewide phone calls with court executives answering questions, asking questions, and we ultimately took our collection of questions to the Department of Finance and their accounting experts to get a read on whether we were heading in the right direction. And I think the recommendations that are going to be for you, come before you, will be a more comprehensive presentation of what's an allowed encumbrance than what is currently provided to executive branch departments in their efforts to manage fiscal affairs. So with that, we'll go through some of the sort of high points of this. So, like I said, you have an obligation. So the obligation has to be executed prior to the end of the fiscal year. And so by Monday, every court executive will have hopefully had all of their contracts executed. And you can't explicitly state that you will expect delivery. Otherwise, that should be a next year's obligation. State agencies, when they encumber, create that set-aside, they're given 2 years to actually pay the bill. So again, this is the same process that we're proposing here. It's the same as the state agencies. At the end of the contract period, if you've not fully utilized that encumbrance, it would revert to the fund that it came from. And so what we're saying is that if you set aside $1 million for a particular project, and by the end of the end of the liquidation period you have any of that left, it would then come back to the fund that it was provided for. And so this, in this case, would be the trial court trust fund. Bless you. Encumbrances are fixed, and so once you've made that estimate, you cannot increase it after the end of the fiscal year. If there are any adjustments, you'd have to find new resources from your current year budget to make additional resources available for that contract. One issue that we had a very good discussion with the Department of Finance was the idea of using fund balance for ongoing expenses and encumbering for sort of multiple years. You have contracts that are year to year to year to year, but what we concluded was that given the sort of unique circumstance and unfortunate circumstance that trial courts are facing at the end of this fiscal year, is that they did accumulate fund balance to pay for multi-year costs. And so while it is not recommended that you use one-time one-time money for ongoing costs as a transition to managing your budget on an ongoing basis. We felt that it was an acceptable allowance, but that again, it's not recommended as normal practice, but it can be to help you manage budgets going forward. Again, we need to have specific details in a contract. It can't be just unknown services, because how do you then establish a budget against that, an encumbrance value? So you have to have fairly specific contract terms. And finally, encumbrances can only last for 3 fiscal years. So you encumber in 1 year and have 2 years to liquidate. Again, that is the expending of the funds. Again, these were the items that we discussed extensively within the CEOs, and we had some PJs on the group, and they were thoroughly enjoyed the process of learning about encumbrances. But again, this is an important tool. We felt that this was something we really had to fight for, and we're glad that we got it. It was somewhat of a painful process, but we appreciate all the work and support of the trial courts and all of our staff. It was at the judicial council staff level. We had our Phoenix staff, our finance staff, our auditing staff, all working together to sort of pull our heads together and make some sense of this complicated idea.
So this was truly, or is truly, the version of the iceberg, if you will, that actually Jody Zalako and I had fought with finance for over 2 years in terms of trying to get this thing through. And then with the key and strategic assistance of our legal services office, and with in hand that opinion, that opened, if you will, the door for us to have those conversations with the Department of Finance and to move forward. And I don't have all the exact numbers right now, but what staff tell me is the encumbrances are huge now at the close of this fiscal year. I would want to comment also that in terms of working with all the trial courts, this was one of the most collaborative exercises I had ever seen in terms of getting comments from court executive officers and court financial officers. And we have a standing list right now of FAQs that address this issue, and there are over 66 issues that we have addressed concerning encumbrances and providing answers to all the trial courts. So it was a major, major effort.
Thank you. David.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to make a few remarks. You know, the term encumbrance is a term that I think even electronic spell check mechanisms don't even recognize or understand what that means. But it's a term that court execs and certainly people within the staff of the Judicial Council know very well. As Kurt mentioned, there were a lot of people that were involved in trying to formulate some instructions on how encumbrances should be dealt with. We've had a lot of input from virtually every CEO and PJ who recognize the importance of this, and we sent out draft after draft to try to answer every question if there are any things that were missed. So this was, as Kurt said, a very, very comprehensive and well thought out approach to producing this document. And the last point that I want to make is that both Mary Beth and I have been included in many of the discussions with the Department of Finance personnel, and we got to see very firsthand the level of advocacy that was given by both Jody, Zlatko, and Kurt in getting them to understand some of the nuances that exist within the trial courts. It was an education, from my perspective, for them, that they understood and supported many of the decisions that ultimately came out. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank you, all of you, for the great effort that you put forth in helping us resolve this very, very important problem. I hope that's what we can see going forward, and we'll continue to make progress on the definitions of appropriate encumbrances. So thank you.
And we appreciate those comments. But again, I would underscore this was absolutely a collaborative effort with everybody contributing.
Thank you. Judge So.
I'm moving approval of item H and the recommendation.
Second.
Second by Justice Miller. And also second by Mark Robinson. Seeing no further hands raised for discussion, all in favor of the recommendations in this item, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for work well done. That carries.